But wait, you said German raises for thinking is sending the We gotta check out some shit. So, like, yeah, this Obi video. Is there any context? Because Obi's so sad. And even his viral clip only has 900 views. Jesus Christ. How pathetic is that? I'm trying to decide if this is real or not. This clip right here.
Do you wanna fucking pay me? I put it on this fucking
car! It's about damn time! Come on, you know you secretly love the new Lizzo song, don't you? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my live stream from the car. It's alternate side of the street parking day. So, you know, for the next hour and a half, I sit here like a lump. And the street sweeper hasn't been on this street in weeks. I got the local knowledge. So I might have to just sit here for an hour and a half for no damn good reason, just so the city could catch people not in their cars, catch people.
Now, I'm wondering, is this real? Because I know Opie, when he does his Opie and NYC shit, pays people to do shit. Although, that didn't seem paid. That bitch actually seemed annoyed. Is she a great actress, or did he pay for that? Can I remember when he paid for the fat bitch to do the McDonald's skits and shit? Everyone's saying it's not real. I agree, but this bitch is an amazing actress. They should have put her in the Orange Is the New Black.
Baby, I put it on this fucking car.
Back in the day.
Do you wanna fucking pay me? I put it on this fucking car.
It's about damn time. Come on, you know you secretly love the new Lizzo song, don't you? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my live stream from the car. It's alternate side of the street parking day. So, you know, for the next hour and a half, I sit here.
I gotta respect, if it is fake, the commitment this woman is putting in.
Like a lump.
You fucking
And the street sweeper hasn't been on this street in weeks. I got the local knowledge. So I might have to just sit here for an hour and a half for no damn good reason, just so the city could catch people It's about damn time. It's about damn time.
So she did sign horror when we're supposed to pay her. Is this a scam? I don't know. No one watches his Facebook Live thing. You think it's fake? I think it's fake too.
Come on, you know you secretly love the new Lizzo song, don't you? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my live stream from the car. It's alternate side of the street parking day. So, you know, for the next hour and a half, I sit here like a lump. And the street sweeper hasn't been on this street in weeks. I got the local knowledge.
It's faking Peter. Honestly, amazing acting job by a woman. But Opie is opening six on my Opie in my car. Opie live on the NYC streets. Are we still doing this? Opie, no! Very upset and awkward. He looks like Joe Biden in the face. I'm not mumbling already. Nice shot. This is a viral clip. It got 900 views. So yeah, the Oopster killing it. Yeah. You know, I'm mentally ill panicking now. No, you know what? It's not panicking. I'm paying a chick, a way better chick than a fat chick. Remember when we paid that fat chick, like, fall down? That bitch was a horrible actress. This bitch was like, she's like a Puerto Rican that's mad at Obi. Now the fact that Obi doesn't realize he hired a Puerto Rican chick to be mad at him is hilarious to me in its own way. But yeah. Don't ever call me Kai. He used to fuck some chick in high school whose ex-boyfriend name was Kai. I assume it was Kyle, but she called him Kai for short. Never call me Kai. If you call me Kai, I'll fucking ban you. My name is Kyle. Get the L out. Never call me Kai. Ugh. Alright, I just gonna tell that was fake or real. Kumia in the Steven Crowder thing. And oh boy, I'm gonna say about your ass. Oof. Cause that was Steven Crowder on Tim Pool. And Tim Pool just sucking that asshole. Not really challenging. Kinda sad to watch, but. I'm not telling Steven Crowder.
This whole back and forth between
my own questions and most things, but mainly, all right, for the Steven Crowder thing, that's extremely lame. I've known Crowder's are lame, like Kumia. Well, I haven't seen this, but I've assumed Kumia since Crowder stole his co-host might come up with the same thought I had. He recorded the phone call, and during a Tim Pool thing, he's like, now it's moved on to further 50 million, but now it moved on to a recorded phone call. Well, yeah, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. And by the way, you aren't running from your first argument or your third argument. Stop mentioning it at the second one. You're also in all three of the phases. And I said it at the time, I don't even get what his point was. I get his point is I'm going to start a media company that doesn't get monetized or bigged up, so you're going to lose? What the fuck was his point? And he'll never admit he set out to do this in a very gay way. But whatever.
Between Daily Wire and Crowder, well, one thing that kind of stuck out when I was watching all this stuff was Crowder, who I think does good stuff, but Crowder complained that he, in the negotiations and the meetings, they're talking about, I don't know, the media team and the Daily, I'm not 100% correct on this, but the media team on Daily Wire said, oh, we can promote your stuff. We have three people on the media team. And Steven's like, well, I got one, and he's the best. His name's Carl. Well, lo and behold, the Daily Wire behind Steven's back reached out.
By the way, true fact right here. Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro did not support Trump in 2016. Neither of them did. Fun fact.
To Carl, to recruit him. Anything seem familiar to you?
It's the business. I don't know why people get so surprised when someone talks behind someone's back.
Although that's why bitches love me. Could they assume I can eat pussy amazing? And I can. Yes, I do got lips for sucking cups. That's why I got more pussy than you, homo. Yeah.
Goes to grab someone hears something's good from here, so they grab it, they do. It's not a surprising thing. This is the business that we're in. This is what happens. You could be pissed, you could be, you know, resentful, you could want revenge, but don't be surprised. If that shit surprises you, wow, you got a long way to fucking go in this business, because it's business as usual. So, of course, they're going to hear that his guy is great and he depends on this guy. So, of course, the person trying to, or the organization trying to get that guy will go behind his back and try to snag the good things that he has so he comes over like they want him to. It's what it is. Jews. Right, Drew?
They stole my stuttering John Robin. Hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo, Robin. thank you, sir. Robin. We'll be talking more about the Crowder situation because it is a kind of an ongoing thing. I saw something the other day. I was like, ooh, someone sent me a video. It's Steven Crowder and Dave Landau and other people, and they're doing a bit. Remember when Colin Kaepernick said, tried to equate the NFL with slavery? Well, they did a bit where I guess Steven was hanging up on a tree like Kaepernick, and he's talking about how he's being treated like a slave while all they're doing is offering him more and more money. It's funny. Dave Landau's like the plantation owner with a whip and shit. And this obviously was well before the recent circumstances between the Daily Wire and Crowder. But you watch it and go, oof, it's exactly what's going on. He says some things, whereas I was watching, I'm like, wait, he said that as Crowder. You're saying it as Kaepernick in the bit. But you're saying it is crowded. If you could find that, please Find that one. It's been pretty popular of late.
Also, here's another one. Compared the NFL to slavery in his new Netflix special.
Absolutely.
We just have so much to cover because our first day back on YouTube here. He suggested that the NFL combine is... you know what? I can't even describe it to you. I could tell you that he compared it to slavery.
It's worse.
But it's not that he didn't say in some way, you know, it's comparable to slavery in the sense that we're locked down in these contracts. No, it's an episode of... It's roots with a Naked Gun afro. That's what
it is. And Frederick Douglass got a great deal from Reebok.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Do they always have...
Does Crowder not know? It's not even the secretly recorded thing. You planned this out. This was your mission. Holy shit. This was your mission? It's a weird stick to opposition. Or it'll be the opposite of Daily Wire with a bunch of nobodies who can't get monetized. What was his point?
You have to have a mug. Is that in the contract?
All right, here you go. Here's the Netflix clip.
Before they put you on the field.
Oh, wait.
Team Pope.
No, I don't want to see that. Pride. I just want to see the point where he's...
I still believe that afro is fake.
Did they? Okay, they got their bit.
Here
I think.
You say it.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say what your sign-in bonus is.
I need my weed now.
That's what my mama said.
Your sign-in bonus is $20 million. I want to hear you say it, boy.
50. 50.
Hold on. Is Landau even still on that show? Is Landau even still on Steven Crowder?
If you're willing to do a contract extension,
is he?
We might be able to offer.
Red bar is Tay-Sachs disease.
30.
Lord God, help that boy. Get him a flex deal with a point on the merchandising back end.
All right, boy. I'm not promising anything. And really, I shouldn't even be saying this, but the best we can do is $35 million. And that is absolutely the best we can offer. But I can probably get you another $5 million as a performance
bonus.
Look at
Kumio. Look at Kumio proud and his boy used to work for him. Crowder stolen from him. Is Landau still on there, though? I would assume so. I don't know, though.
If you get us to the postseason, I want to hear you say it.
Oh, no! No!
What's your sign-in bonus?
Landau was the first faggot who tried taking down my channel before Brennan Schaub. He didn't go through and suing me, but he tried.
$35 million.
Aye. Say it again. Say it so they all can hear.
$35 million with a $5 million performance bonus if I take the team to postseason.
Aye. That's a good quarterback.
Dude, it's literally what they were talking about. He said this contract is a slave contract. He held up the Daily Wire contract and was like, yeah, this, there, the conditions on it. And then we found out it was, by the way, it was a $50 million contract. $50 million with another $25 million added on for 2 years. So it really is not a good look. When you can pull up a bit that they did relatively recently, and you are now the guy hanging in the tree, and the Daily Wire is Dave Landau, and you don't have to change any dialogue. It's not a good look, is all I'm saying. It evokes words like hypocrisy. So I don't know. I found that very funny, though. Someone sent that to me, and I'm like, and I thought they were goofing on the current situation. I didn't even know, because it's so relevant to that. And then I saw the NFL hat on Lando. I'm like, oh, wait, that's supposed to be Colin Kaepernick. Oh, shit. Oh, it's him. Oh, fuck. Without the beard. So, yeah. I've said it here before, I believe, briefly. 50 million, yeah. He's demonetized. Crowder is demonetized on all the major platforms. I honestly don't know how Crowder makes his money. I don't know, because companies that stream and pay you for having a shitload of
money and people buy a mug
views aren't paying him. So it doesn't even matter how many fans you have or how many views your video has if you don't make any money for it. So when someone offers you $50 million to do that and then says, well, just don't fuck shit up on Twitter or anything. Yeah. Like Spotify giving Rogan what I hear now is $200 billion. And then people got pissed off at Joe. They're like, oh, we won't have this guest on. They cut these videos from the feed. Now, when someone hands you $200 million, or someone hands you $50 million. We'll keep both of these situations in the light here. You're probably going to have to make some concessions.
By the way, I only saw two parts of the Tim Pool thing. If Tim Pool never said the Steven Crowder, Candace Owens point about not gay Jared, then Tim Pool, go fuck yourself. You made that nigga sign an NDA. Why, we don't know, nor do we care. We assume you're in a business. But you're doing this crybaby shit now?
Again, it's part of the business. It's not necessarily selling out. It's not being a pussy or a faggot. No one hands you $200 million or $50 million to just continue exactly what you've been doing.
Exactly.
They want a little say in it. They might want to tweak a thing or two. And now that's totally up to you. Are you going to take it and tweak? Or are you going to say, no thanks, I'll just continue what I'm doing and hope at some point I can make as much money as you're offering me? Crowder, I put him in the damaged goods category. With a lot of other people, me included, of course, Gavin. I don't think Crowder's damaged himself as much. he might have over the past weekend. I know he started talking about Jews. That's never good. So I don't know if Crowder, if he would be able to make that much money. Now, I heard he was making $25 million a year. And when they offer him $50 million over 4 years with another 25 or so over the next 2 years, which is six total, I got to think, well, obviously you wouldn't even look at that deal. You wouldn't even look at that deal. You're making, you know, $100 million in 4 years. If you make $25 million a year, why would you take $50
million? $25
million. Over 4 years. So I tend not to believe that he's making that kind of money.
Is that the red or the white?
And again, I don't know how he makes his money. If he was able to monetize every platform he's on, yeah, do it up. I know people that make fucking fortunes doing that. But he said it himself that he doesn't make that. He can't make money off of YouTube. He can't make money off of name thing. Well, you could go to Rumble. You could do other things. But you're just not going to get the money that you're getting off of the mainstream streaming site.
Rumble is not a real site. It's a site that does fake numbers to say, hey, we're Rumble. Come here. We won't pay anything, but we'll say you got a million people. Wasn't Rumble the one Rogan called out? He was like, how do I have 7 million subscribers and never even signed up? That scam site, Rumble.
tights.
Wasn't that the one?
So knowing what I know and not knowing what I don't know, I would have to say that scene.
You got a million people watching you. We're not going to pay you a penny, but they can donate to you. They can do that on YouTube anyway. So.
Seems like a pretty good deal.
The only alternative that will work is a site like YouTube, but those will never pop up because YouTube is owned by Google.
And again, the concessions that they want you to make, that's something you have to deal with, not deal with, or live with if you do accept their terms. That's your business. But the idea of getting a contract that just says, you do what you want, it's awesome. We love everything. Don't change a thing. Here's $50 million. That exactly. Shit doesn't exist. Motherfucker. I got a tickle in my throat. That contract does not exist. And it wasn't even a contract. That's the fucked up thing. The second Crowder brought it up, that was an offer. That was an offer. There's a big difference between a contract and an offer. An offer means you read it and then you send it back to them.
But Crowder planned this shit like a year ago. It's extremely gay. He's extremely gay. He's not funny. I don't mind him, but like I said, he didn't support Trump in 2016, but now he's worried about the big con. Are you? He's trying to do his own little network, which is fine. But he secretly recorded his friend on a phone call and still lost the argument, too. That's how much of a faggot Steven Crowder is. He secretly recorded his friend and still lost the argument. Like, his friend, who didn't know he was being recorded, made perfect fucking sense. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we give you over $50 million. You don't like the things, the 25%, and
some changes. To look at it as an offer, and then lose your mind on your show for the people that sent it to you, especially when it includes the likes of $50 million. I don't know. I don't see that as a smart move. And I think Crowder's a very smart guy. I think he's a very smart guy. He's also got something that they want. He's highly motivated. He does a lot of ballsy things. That whole, prove me wrong thing he did at college campuses, awesome. He's just one of these guys that has a talent for this. And yeah, he should be compensated for it. But like I said, there's no deal you sign where it's everything you love and they money and you sign it and, the world is all gravy. You got to make concessions with every fucking deal. And again, that's not selling out and it's not being a pussy. That's business. It's the fucking business. E-Rock, where'd he go? He's going to comment on something. I saw E-Rock comment.
Slabo!
No matter what you think of the guy, he fucked himself by saying, I taped their phone calls. No company's going to, even if they were interested, none of them are going to say, well, this is the kind of shenanigans that he's going to pull.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he played a cassette tape. He had one of those little 80s cassette tape player things.
Yeah.
And he's like, I taped part of the phone call of him talking to somebody from the Daily Wire. And he was playing on the show like this was his big fucking truth bomb.
You can't do that.
And it was a complete, you got owned in your secret audio. But the fact that you would record your friends on the phone, I said this the other night, but the gayest thing I ever seen in my life. And the fact that Tim Pool had him on, and he referenced it, expecting Tim Pool to ask a question. Maybe he did. I didn't see the entire live stream, just seen the clips they put up, but I doubt he did. But what the fuck is that about? Am I going to AA? No, I'm high as fuck. And I plan to get higher. I get high.
Yeah, there's no way they'd even come back with another offer at that point.
I don't know what the Texas rules are with I guess you could tape one
side. Even if the law is like you're allowed to record one side, what company's going to take a call from him ever again?
I was just talking legally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, can he actually, you know, be held liable for just taping it? No. I know, absolutely, you're fucked. You would fuck yourself with whatever company.
You don't reveal that.
And not just that company. Any company would look and go, let's see how he handled that offer. All right, let's just not send the offer. Can we rip that up, please?
Yeah, the clip's out there. You can see
hold on,
it.
Dave Landau calling. Yeah, Dave. Yeah, now we're...
Hi, everybody.
We're pretty...
He's still pissed at Dave, though, for leaving.
Full up over here now.
Remember when I called that 3 months before it happened on the old channel? We'll get back after the lawsuit. Remember when I dropped the video, Dave Landau was leaving Compound Media for Steven Crowder 3 months before it fucking happened? Then everyone in the comments in that video was like, you're crazy, what are you talking about? Dave likes working with you. 3 months before it happened, I fucking called it in the video. And then they confronted each other on Bob Kelly's thing.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, no. No, Kevin Brennan. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. He was going to give up to $100 a day and work with Crowder.
I'll get back to him later.
I'll have to call you back.
I'll call you back. Kevin Brennan was so mean.
Buddy.
We're pretty full up over here now. Yeah. Now calling. Yeah, Dave. Yeah, now we're...
Hi, everybody.
We're pretty full up over here now. Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, no. No, Kevin Brennan. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Kumi would take Landau back in a fucking second. So enough of you. You would take him back in a second.
Ooh. I'll get back to him later.
I'll have to call you back.
I'll call you back. Kevin Brennan was so mean.
Well, thank you, Jared.
But that's Kevin Brennan. People, what are you doing? What's the date?
Yeah.
Why are we listening to this old man?
That was better than Howard. Hitler. Hitler's paintings were better than Howard's fucking paintings. Oh, a Stern original, Robin.
Oh, my God. I hate listening to Howard Stern about once a month. And
it gets worse
and worse and worse. And his brand was working class hijinks.
Yeah.
Fuck the system. Fuck celebrities. Fuck all this shit. Eva, if I talk to a celebrity, I'm going to ask her if she queefs.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm just like, I'm a fucking tin knocker.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just a random dude who happened to get on the radio, so now I'm just going to be like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like I broke into fucking Walmart, and I'm like, hey.
Where are you delusional? Howard Stern was a rich radio kid who got on the radio because his dad owned radio stations, but...
There's a cleanup on aisle five. Someone shit themselves. Which is great. And he created that brand in a sense.
Sure. Shock jockery.
And now he's like, these people who don't wear masks.
Did you see the fucking clip that, I don't know how old it is or anything, when Gary Delabate is in another room, because they're all in separate places now.
Oh, yeah. And always will be.
Find that clip because I gave it to you last week or something. Watch this. It's fucking...
And they all sold out their places. Remember, you know Shuley got the Shuley deal. That's why he left. They all got the Shuley deal, but they stayed.
You can't imagine this is the Howard Stern that you listened to in the 80s and 90s. I cannot fucking register that this is the same guy. This is pathetic. Gary should have told him to go fuck his mother and quit right there. He's such a fucking obnoxious dickbag. And it is about the COVID thing. He's so fucking paranoid. Maybe.
How much? So okay, Howard's making $90 million a year because he gave them all his archives.
Yeah, I think he makes more than that, though.
What?
I think he makes more than
He's making Crowder
maybe
money?
Maybe not. Maybe it was like over the course of five. I know it was $500 million.
Yeah, but over the course of many years.
Over the course of 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So he's made hundreds of millions of dollars over there. And for what? To get progressively worse and worse.
Well, the reason he got so much money is because it reached Chat GPT levels where we can just put like it on a loop.
Right, right.
Sometimes it's weird when he's talking about, you know, the riots in Crown Heights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not in the 90s, but
hey.
The other 95% of the time, it's just like farting and it goes on forever.
Yeah, some
question. When he dies, does the ultimate money go to Beth or the kids?
Background, it's...
He could die. It just goes
you don't really think about what... era it's in. And
he's got two stations. There's Modern Howard, and then there's the archives on a loop.
Yeah.
They just keep going and going.
That'll
and
go on forever.
Beth or the kids.
Forever
so,
and ever.
What do you think Gary Baba Booey makes?
They'll be taken care of anyway, I'm just saying. When Stern dies, would you want to leave his fucking Florida thing? So, all right, Stern, he died. He probably did a, well, I assume, I don't know.
A million?
I can't even.
Would you give it to rather more Beth or your kids? We'd assume the kids, but the kids have been fucking losers for 30 years, just horse their own kids in there get a job. Maybe you wouldn't have trusted Beth more with more of the wealth? You already said my kids got enough wealth? That's what I'm wondering.
See, I'm too close to the situation in the business, and I would think it's a lot more than that. But it's probably what you said, maybe.
Well, he's a Jew.
Yeah.
I know Conor McGregor doesn't pay well because he's a Scot.
Uh-huh.
So cheap people, you know, are cheap no matter how much money they're making.
Right. And I do believe, Howard, that the staff money had to come out of his end.
He got
the Howard Stern show got paid this much money.
Yeah.
So it's not like that money has to go to put on the show. So,
and Howard would try to argue that, although we knew that was the deal.
Yeah, he's probably really fucking stingy.
Like, he didn't take care of the money, but they allocated this much money so you pay your shit.
With that shit.
Well, what he does is...
you found it. Okay. Well,
hey, what's up?
Look at this.
I'm on the air.
Sorry. 2020.
Who's in Gary's house?
Lucas.
Who is it? Oh, Lucas. Oh.
Lucas, I don't think you should go to school. Do you know that they're closing down school?
He's already been up and back.
Oh, really? What? And you're hugging him?
It's Gary's son.
I know. We were supposed to have a conversation about this. He's supposed to go get a test.
Uh-oh. Now I've got COVID and toe fungus.
I know. Put in a mask, Gary, in your own home.
Fred, I have to do a puppet.
Is that him? Is that Lucas?
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Where?
There's Typhoid Mary. Okay. Get over here.
Now he has a mask.
Lucas.
Touch my headphones with your grimy
fists.
Can
I interrupt this?
Lucas,
look at the fear in Gary.
Gary
doesn't give a fuck about COVID.
No.
He's not like, oh, shit, I forgot a mask.
No.
He's scared of this fucking tyrannical monarch who has ran off with your head at any
moment.
Right. So he's like, oh, yeah, like a senile old man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in an old folks home, and he's like, oh, they're scared of Pearl Harbor.
Ah, why is... Yeah, the Japs.
You can't come with me when I visit my dad. You're Japanese. He's obsessed with Pearl Harbor. Sorry, man.
How about it's Gary's son? He's coming back from college, and he gives his old man a hug, and Howard, who's 1,000 miles away, is giving him shit about that. How about fuck you? And then the kid has to put a mask on now
and the kid's
in his own
like,
house.
Am I gonna? Cause my dad to
Yeah. Baba Booey gone because of this. Now your son is sitting there going, I can't believe I ended your fucking decades-long career.
Yeah, 40-year
40 years career.
Because I fucked up by hugging you.
Because I hugged my dad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So now you're risking, like, you're jeopardizing the friendship between a father and a son.
Right.
This bullshit.
It's unfuck.
Are you hugging your dad? You're kind of a fag.
Look,
how old is this clip?
You're home. This was August.
August 2020.
2020.
So, the internet says he makes $4 million a year.
Who does, Baba?
Yeah.
Babooey.
Ah.
So I could see kind of going along with it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, especially for 40 years. I mean, he wasn't always making that, but you know.
He's got to think, like, fuck you. If you want to be in your own house, because that's where they're broadcasting from at this point. I don't know what they're doing these days. But that's not K-Rock. Well, K-Rock. That's not Sirius XM.
Baba Booey and Harry. $4 million a year. Probably never $1 million a year. He never made $4 million in a year. I don't think Baba Booey ever made $8 million a year. The meetups and shit.
That's Gary's house. And Howard is the ogre now that's telling Gary and his family how they should interact with each other based on his unbelievable fear, irrational fear.
Wait a minute. He's making $4 million a year, right?
Hold on. Because before it says Fred makes $6 million per contract. So that might be
Fred. Never made nothing near to.
$4 million for 5 years at Howard signs.
All right.
That makes more sense, right?
Wow.
Well, let's say, I don't know, say Baba Booey has $15 million in the bank. You're good. You're not a world traveler.
Okay. Now, oh, yeah, the difference, right? The difference in what you are making and should make and right away, all that bullshit. Baba Booey probably made $1.5 million in a year. A lot of them were, hang on. I think we work at Stern. So you can do other gigs to make money out that way. And that's always been the business model. So I think it's never been around. And then he worked at radio, not TV money, so it was never real money. It wasn't business money.
You're not a yacht guy. You don't like going to Morocco and gambling.
Long Island, dude.
Yeah, you're a Long Island dude. You like collecting vinyl.
Right.
And talking about the latest Apple Bluetooth speakers.
The kid in college, but
college,
got enough money.
Yeah, that's a mill. I think you can tell Howard to fuck off at this point.
Probably could, but what's Baba Booey going to do?
Nothing. Retire. Live off the interest of your savings, bro.
Can't retire.
I have bones with your grimy fists.
Lucas, I love your father. You're a great kid. Why would you come in from the outside after you've been with your college situation? I don't understand what you just did.
It was honestly just impulse.
Hello. Yeah, could you pause again?
But you know,
I can't understand what you just did. Yeah, you can't, Howard. Imagine understanding a child that loves his parent and hugs them just out of impulse because they want to, without thinking so much about love of a family member.
What is this love bullshit?
What is that? Who does that? What were you thinking? I was thinking I love my father, and I'd love to.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Give him a hug. Holy shit. He has no clue. He has no clue what it's like.
What is this shit, too?
Yeah.
fuck off.
That's cool, Gavin. What do you know? Ugh. You're not Howard Stern cool.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the mask?
You're doing. What were you thinking?
You want to kill everyone in the world? Typhoid Mary?
Yeah, Typhoid Mary.
What do you want to be, the origin of monkeypox?
Can you fucking believe
it? People did you just kill with that hug?
Fucking guy, you're killing our Baba Booey. I'm stunned. Let her rip.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, but you know better. I mean, you're a bright guy. You know
we
better than
we talked to you last week, and you said, I know how to be careful.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that just kind of wasn't smart. I kind of wasn't thinking.
Yeah, and why would you go off to college? I told you not to go. Why would you go off to college and then run right home the following weekend? I mean, why are you back already?
Well, I have to go pick up a U-Haul and get, like, the rest of my stuff.
Oh, right. You're still going to try this?
Yeah, you know, I'm going for it.
I like how Stern said to him, when you go to college, I got you hooked up, but he doesn't have you hooked up. What the fuck was Stern talking about right there? What? You went back to college. Your dad works for you. Well, obviously you don't, faggot. Yeah, hook them on him back to college. What was Stern even?
I will say, I'm pretty freaked out. Like, as soon as I got there, there's just 10 guys, shirtless, playing beer pong in our
driveway. Oh, my God.
Like, at this point, we're just like,
shoot them.
Just not going to last long.
Crazy. You're a young guy. You might have COVID right now and be asymptomatic. You literally could have just given your father COVID, and he's no spring chicken. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry. I wasn't really thinking, honestly.
Coming soon, Gary's obituary. And Lucas, Gary's already coughing. Did you just see that? I'm being serious.
Coughing.
He just coughed.
He's mentally ill.
Clearing of the throat?
Yes. Pause it. That is a mentally ill man right there. That is a crazy person sitting there afraid of...
Crazy old Jew. Coming soon, your obituary. What are you doing?
You come in the house and kiss your father?
Why? Well, you're going to be spreading it everywhere.
He told you not to go to school. He told him not to go to school?
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck off.
I told you, when you have sex with someone, you're having sex with every partner they ever had.
Yes.
Every partner those partners had. You have sex with one woman, you're having sex with hundreds of people. You want to get AIDS?
You want to get AIDS?
You're crazy.
He's the guy from, Creep Show. Remember the Creep Show segment? In the movie, not the TV show, with the guy with bugs. Way. Bugs. They're all over. Bugs creep up on you. And he would take tissue.
You know, we just had a drunk at night. There's not shit allows me to fuck around. She gets over it.
Use it. Make sure everything was sterilized. And then at the end, he gets invaded by roaches and bugs, and they eat him alive from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I hope Howard gets a similar fate. He's fucking Howard Hughes.
He's Howard Hughes. Yes, he is.
You know, we talked about this before. He would get his Amazon packages. They stay in a separate room. Meanwhile, all the maids can touch all the fucking COVID shit they want.
Of course.
Their lives are garbage. So they would get the shit, and then it would sit in a room for 24 hours while the virus died.
Right. Dies out.
His biggest fear was someone popping the air things.
Yeah, the bubble wrap.
Because that air is from China. Does that sound like Howard Hughes or what?
COVID. First of all, if the Chinese heard that, they'd probably be like, that is a brilliant idea. We put the COVID in the bubble wrap.
Howard Stern helped us so much.
Howard Stern helped the Chinese.
We want to hire him. How much? 90.
Well, there we go. Okay, so, of course we're going to shit on Brendan Schaub until I was sent this link. Alice Hamilton, we like the fact that you shit on Brendan Schaub and you did a whole special dedicated to Chris D'Elia. This might be the saddest cunt I've ever seen in my life. She legitimately promoted this. Here it is. This is how sad that cunt is and how funny she is. And she's sharing this again because I keep thinking about it. Another stand-up special by a nobody. But this proves my point about stand-up and how fucking sad and pathetic it is. Are you ready to go down this journey of how mean I'm going to get? I'm going to get high and really mean on this, so prepare yourselves. And then we're going to watch Brendan Schaub and the Conspiracy Social Club. I got to talk about this. So that unfunny cunt put down this link.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Urel.
Get up for yourself. Thank you very much for being here.
Get it? Because he's like paralyzed in a wheelchair, so he's naturally lazy.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, why is the Walmart greeter on stage? I got fired for telling somebody goodbye. I'm happy to be here. I took like 14 months off because of COVID a couple of years ago, and I don't mean to bum you off, but look at me. COVID was kind of dark. About 5 weeks into lockdown, my wheelchair broke and I was stuck in my room for 5 weeks. I'm like, damn, who signed me up for quarantine premium? This guy. You know, it got kind of dark. I don't mean to bum you off, but like I called a suicide helpline because I'm too crippled to do it myself. And After I got my wheelchair picked.
This goes to my point to how easy stand-up comedy is. You can stick a retard up there in a retard chair. And they'll get the laughs and the claps from the commoners.
So I go, Alexa, and I plugged it in and she told me I need speech therapy. So I immediately unplugged it. I put on a Fitbit, it said, don't bother. I'm like, what? I'm happy to be out doing things again, though. I really am. I'm happy to be out. It's stressful, though. Like, the other day, I waved at somebody, and they shot at me because they thought I was throwing up gang signs.
Oh, my God, the pity laughter. Nobody went to this. He's not going to be anybody. But the fact that that chick, Alice Hamilton, this is what she's promoting, is extremely fucking sad. He sounds like me in about 5 minutes. Fuck you, nigga. Why don't I try stand-up? I made a group in a theater of random people laugh. It's not that hard. Oh, now that Shuli knows you. It's sit-down comedy? No. All right, Brendan Schaub thing real quick.
Feel it. My mother's amazing at that.
Slower vibe? I feel like that fit your vibe, too. Everyone's around fishing. If I could
mother, I'm telling
dream of a Super Bowl. Shit.
Doing me.
And then Jordan, Burroughs, TV's pop ramp, Jamal Hill, Glover Teixeira, and brothers that in the English language we refer to as twins. Now, Paul Feller, some of Terrence McKinney, and you could see was you like, all right, if he's it, but you still don't. You just scroll back up, Chin. Mm-hmm. Terrence McKinney, it's not that cool. Just it's a little disrespectful because it's MMA. It's the worst sport to bet on. Now, I'm off to Naples, February. Please scroll up, Chin. Baby, tickets at thickboy.com. Conference championship games. The Super Bowl 57. New customers. Wow. You can feel the conference championship thrills. Shop show. SCHAUB show. Minimum age eligibility restrictions apply. You better hurry up and get on it. Something special January. 20% off supplements. 10% off fitness. Streaming fitness. So you can support each other. The best supplements on planet Earth. Paul Craig over Johnny Walker. I like Paul Craig. I said, he's my lock. Jesus Christ. Reach for that single and just gets his head beaten. And he said, John Jones, I'm coming for you. I was like, he's a heavyweight. So for having the skill set to submit a Jessica Andrade, not great. So it's just like
telling you, has
this. Is there any way you can just go to another
retard which is disturbing, by the way.
The game, you know, that's unfortunate, complete nightmare. You know, yeah. Jiu-Jitsu's his Achilles heel. Then Gilbert Burns gets on mic. How, like, Head and Shoulders or someone doesn't come along and give that dude a sponsor? I don't know. They don't have a picture of him with his hair. Come to him. Yeah, look at his little. Oh, yeah. It is just, and it's the, no broke ends. I mean, might have the best hair in the UFC right now. That thing is popping, dude. So he closes his eye, do a punch. Bram Rayner, when he throws, is like, that's the punch. Not him. Dude, that, what round? I forget what round it was in. And then he goes right into it. Then Figueroa gets him in a guillotine, grappling, man. So they, what's that? What's it? So they had, now Figueroa going up to one. Look at his eye. Who wouldn't you want to see him fight out of those guys? You're going to get to
it. Soon, Theo Vaughn will be doing this show, but more successful with UFC behind it. And I look forward to watching that one. Oh, my God. Enough of the Brendan Schaub. As he drinks while he does his show. The difference is that was during the day. I really don't drink that much. I get high. I'm about to get high soon. And I'm about to watch the movie Megan. Yeah, you can order that motherfucker on demand now. Odd, it's $24 if you buy it. $19.99. It's 20. Wait, was it? It's $23.99 if you buy it. $19.99 if you rent it. Why the fuck would you rent it? Like, that makes no sense. Just pay the extra $4 and buy it, which I'm going to do tonight. But, like, shouldn't it be $9.99 to rent? And then the $24 to buy? That makes more sense to me. What the fuck are they doing? Like, the cable companies. It makes no sense in any way, shape, or possible. How's it $20 to rent it, but $24 to own it? Just pay the extra $4. Because I might not watch it in the allotted time you allow me to rent it. Then in the fucking video store. What are they doing? Oh, you're not on to me. A garage band. There hasn't been a garage band in fucking 27 years. I'm a fake weed head. It's real weed. I don't smoke that much of it, but it gets me high. I've only heard good things about the movie.
Antenna. My mother has saved my dad from going into business deals.
I've only heard good things
about it. Really?
Dude.
Yeah, but
she can look at a dude and go, that guy's a bad guy. I got a bad feeling.
Wow.
And that's how women had to survive. I think.
All right, new conspiracy social club. We're checking this out. They're talking about Northwoods. And Brian Callen isn't going to apologize. He ripped me off by drinking during doing live streams. The bar where you get weed had a live band once. Ooh, good for you. Gundalung.
I want to apologize to the Swarm. I want to apologize to Sam Tripoli, to Eddie Bravo. I want to apologize to the conspiracy theory community. I'm afraid I have been a bit naive. This is a mea culpa. Now listen, I had on my podcast, I had the great James Bamford, investigative journalist, very serious journalist, who's been writing about the NSA for over 30 years. He's visited the NSA. He was talking about the NSA before anybody knew the NSA existed. He was investigating the NSA before the NSA knew they were being investigated. He's written a very, very good book called Spy Fail about the infiltration of the NSA by other foreign powers and how they've been badly compromised by various countries. But
he got up in the NSA.
He had access to all the files because the Freedom of Information Act made a lot of 40-year-old files our intelligence community had to divulge, which would have remained secret without that act. And what's a...
Sorry to interrupt, but the thing is, like, the NSA and the files, and I consider it the JFK thing. If they're really in that control, Wouldn't they just get rid of the files that expose the real shit? Like, the real shit that happened, there shouldn't be files.
Astonishing! And I would have told Sam he was crazy. And okay. I did tell you you were crazy.
Bilbo, get to the good stuff.
Was that one of the examples was Operation Northwoods.
And Brian, you're... Sorry, you spent all your monthly money on words. We're out of words. We're out of word money.
Here's the meat of it. Operation Northwoods, this is one example of what our intelligence community was involved in. What the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I want you to look up who the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in general. I want you to look up that definition in the American context so I can explain what that is. But the Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on. In the 60s, we were so desperate to get to Castro. The Joint Chiefs of Staff is a body of the most senior uniformed leaders within the United States Department of Defense that advises the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, the Homeland Security Council, and the National Security Council on military matters. Very powerful group of people.
Very powerful.
Operation Northwoods was essentially an idea that came out of the intelligence community, which was to come up with any excuse to invade Cuba militarily.
Okay.
And some of the ideas floated out there, and this is by Americans who had taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. These were patriots, quote unquote, et cetera, et cetera. All of them, the ideas were, number one, shoot Americans on American streets, kill them. Bomb buildings with Americans in them, kill innocent Americans. Get a remote control plane, have a bunch of CIA operatives board the plane, then deboard out a back door, fly the plane in a remote control way and blow it out of the sky and then blame it on, and say they were students and blame it on Cuba. And finally, if John Glenn's rocket ship actually crashed, let's plant evidence on it that points to the Cubans.
Perfect.
If anybody has any trouble believing that Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, you should look at Operation Northwoods. It is more probable in my mind, and I asked James Bamford, who said, I'm not in the business of speculation. I just look at evidence. But if you look at the idea, it is more probable in my mind, for what it's worth, and it's worth nothing, that John F. Kennedy was killed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff than he was killed by the Russians or Castro.
Gosh.
And the reason I say that is because all the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them, all of our senior military brass signed off on Operation Northwoods. That was to commit murder, to kill Americans on American soil.
By the way, a new wrinkle in the JFK thing, the president of Mexico talked to Lee Harvey Oswald.
These scumbag, fucking scumbag motherfuckers. Dude, you should all be. And by the way, every one of those guys.
Dude,
and you know who stopped it?
We are Christians on a cruise ship.
Sorry, beep that. You know who stopped it? Robert McNamara. Robert McNamara came across his desk and he said, "Now we're not doing this." Now, all of those men, Curtis LeMay, all of those men should be. They should be. Tried posthumously. They're all dead. Yes, they should be tried, and they should be convicted of treason, and they should be sentenced to death, even though they're already dead.
Yep.
And they should be disgraced and defamed. Every one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them are scumbags. All of them are bad people. They're un-American, and that's how I feel about it. And so that's 40 years ago.
Can
one
I
of the
ask
things James Bamford said is, I wonder what the NSA is up to now. Now, one other thing. James Bamford also interviewed John Snowden in 2014. John Snowden proved without a doubt, using all of NSA's own documents, that NSA has been eavesdropping on Americans. A complete violation of the Constitution, and by the way, complete...
Well, Callan, you found this out in 2023. It's amazing watching Callan say, Edward Snowden did this in 2000... Yeah, nigga, we knew in fucking 2015 when he was arrested and left, nigga, what... I like how Callan's like, I figured some shit out.
The illegal. We know this if you follow this. Nigga, has anybody at NSA or in the intelligence committee been brought up on charges? Has anybody even been called to testify in front of congressional committee? Right. The answer, I believe, is absolutely not.
I only drink a beer.
Okay.
That's an outrage.
All right.
And by the way, NSA has no accountability and continues to grow.
Should I play it?
Yeah. That was the longest rant on information everybody listens.
And everybody knows. And everybody okay. Knows. And I'm a new convert. Episode 209. It took me interviewing.
Welcome, buddy.
James Bamford.
The real question.
Read his book called Spy Fam.
I got a couple questions for you. The real, yeah, it's great. Ring the bell.
I guess I'm this naive. This is like a 209 so
episodes of Ring the Bell. Like, the question becomes, Brian, because we totally can't have you come on our time. So I'm going to just kind of scoot you back onto your side real quick. A little scoot back there. Get back on your side.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe, Brian, in any chance possible, they might have said, hey, they didn't want to use that plan, but let's hold on to that plan, and maybe we might use it a little later on down the line when we get a guy who's okay with all this. Do you think it's possible they could have used Operation Northwood in other times?
New rape charges against Mike Tyson.
Cuba that was posing that kind of risk.
Interesting. So Brian, real quick.
But I understand why you're saying it, and I respect
it. You're so coherent because I'm high. But new rape charges, come on. There's no celebrities who actually rape. The bitches there are down to get pussy. Because why else would you be in there? Now, did someone do fucked up shit? Yes. Like, that went to crime shit? Yes, of course. But, like, I would have to, know the new charges against them. I didn't remember the original charges, but he went to jail for it. I mean, what did it? I mean, Tupac did go to jail for raping that chick. And from hearing her side of the story, and seeing how hot she is 20 years later, I kind of believe her side. Because Tupac was kind of a faggot. A theater, rich kid faggot. No, of course, you're eating Tupac, and we love Tupac, but the real Tupac was a rich kid theater faggot. But, he got to get there, and he actually did it, he went to jail for it. And the problem is...
Play, boom! Oh.
Alright, okay. The problem is... These niggas don't just fuck bitches. They got the crew hit, and that's where the problems come in. What are they gonna do as a guy? I'm a really successful dude. I'm gonna have a crew, although, like, me and my crew need to fuck a bitch at the same time. That's some weirdo gay shit. Every time Lil Wayne and the Cash Money. Or, like, that was a Dipset. You gotta suck like 10 dicks before you get to me. What dude that says that? You gotta suck on my boy's dicks and suck on my dick. Who wants chicks like that? Weirdos do.
Going around.
But what did they, do you think they killed those people?
No.
They're still fine, alive.
Because apparently you, my favorite part of this whole thing is, like, I've told you about Operation Northwood 1,000 times on the show.
That's what I wanted to ask about. Like,
I don't think he ever told me about that.
Well, no, 100%.
And you discredit him. Like, it's your job, and it's honestly, it's hurtful.
Well, no. This is where, no, you shut up. This is where we get a little crazy. When you talk about the Challenger and 9/11, we know too much about the fact that there was an Islamic insurgency and a radical Islamic insurgency that had a long history of creating these kinds of terrorists.
So, Brian, what you are saying is the greatest, most defensed, most secure airspace in the world lost 3 planes at the exact same time.
Yes, and the genius of that was that they used commercial planes, okay. And nobody was thinking that anybody would be crazy enough to fly.
A lot of people, while you were admitting about you were wrong about Operation Northwood.
The only conspiracy, and there is one, from 9/11 is I do believe they shot that fourth plane down and then just went with the Let's Roll story. That's the only conspiracy thing I believe in 9/11 now.
That's what we're like, oh, what am I? What other show am I going to watch?
I do understand.
Don't worry, we got another 200 in us. He's back.
I do understand why the truther community is very skeptical of anything that happens. And I understand.
Brian, let me ask you
but
something.
But I have to bring you back. Now, this is my job, all of you out there. Brian. You guys are all, now I can't let you play. I let you play. I have cordoned off a very safe area for all of you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys can absolutely roughhouse. But this, I got to keep you in the funhouse. It's where, when you guys decide to get out of the funhouse where it's not as bouncy, and you want to get into there's concrete on the ground.
Yeah,
somebody's going to get all bunched up.
Right,
and I can't have you.
Can
and
I
your
say one
get
thing about
up.
9/11 that I literally was asleep last night. And go, oh wow, I never thought about that. I download this stuff. How come we never heard of anyone? And I'm not trying to be dark or evil right here. That nobody, like, I'm not saying the buildings obviously came down, but how come we didn't hear of anybody getting hit with any debris? Like, you never heard anybody going, and I was running and I just got clocked by a...
Because they died. If you got hit from a mega building. That would have been... Whoa. I saw this in real time. And catch this. Hold on. Put this back on. I don't know. I might have heard the most dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Did this nigga just say, why wasn't anyone hit from the debris of 9/11 come out and say, did he really just say that? Did this nigga just say, why was no one hit from the debris come out and say, what was he trying to say right there? I read books. What was he trying to say right there? Sam.
Railing from, you know, level 70. Buddy getting hit with any debris. Like, you never heard anybody going, and then I was running and I just got clocked. Say one thing about 9/11 that I literally was asleep last night. Go, oh wow, I never thought about that.
This is quite literally the most retarded thing I've ever heard about 9/11.
I download this stuff. How come we never heard of anyone, and I'm not trying to be dark or evil right here, that nobody... Like, I'm not saying the buildings obviously came down, but how come we didn't hear of anybody getting hit with any debris? Like, you never...
What are you talking about? On the fences, they hung the papers that were the debris going around. What is he talking about? What is he saying? The paperwork with the first thing stapled because they tried. They know they're dead or not, so they found some paperwork and posted everything. What is he saying? They say, why wasn't someone hit by the building and now they're saying we weren't? What's he trying to say?
Never heard anybody going, and then I was running and I just got clocked by a railing from, you know, level 75. I mean, like,
I don't know, but I saw
them. If you got clocked from a railing, you'd be dead, stupid. That's why you don't hear from them. Oh my god, he's retarded. He's a retard. Did he say, why didn't I hear from someone who got clocked by a ton railing and would be dead if he did? What is he saying? Am I sad about Tyre Nichols? You should dedicate the stream to him. I'm about to play the video. Because I got a bunch to say about this video. What's his name? Tyre Nichols? So we should watch the body cam footage, right? Because I want to see this. Here we go. Now, Tyre Nichols is a black dude who was killed by the cops, all of whom were black men. Not one white cop. Just a bunch of black cops killing a black dude. You don't really learn much from the video. I watched it one time through, but I didn't really learn much except one of those cops was a huge fat fuck, and I think it's the one who has the body cam on. You can tell by his fat hands right now driving. This nigga can never pass police protocol, but obviously they have, well, you know, Black Lives Matter say we need more black officers, and the community has to be represented in the police force. Well, this is what you get.
We see it. We're on foot for southbound on Ross.
Fatty's on foot. You were in for
Ross and Cascade Lane. Shut the fuck up. Let's see, wife, you. Hey.
Give me a hand.
You might get sprayed again.
Hey.
Hey, Mike!
Hey, bro!
Watch out!
They snuffed him. He's
Mom!
Hey! Give me a hand! Give me.
Okay, alright.
Give me a hand!
Okay. Alright.
Huh? Hey, Mike, give me your hand, bro! Give me a hand!
Watch out! Spray your ass again!
Hey, give me your hands, bro!
Right, watch out! Spray his ass.
Give me your hands, bro!
Oh, shit!
Give me your hands!
Oh, shit!
And he sprayed himself. The fat fuck cop and the nigga cop sprayed themselves. Hard is this nigga breathing?
Give me a hand.
By the way, you gain nothing from this body cam footage because it's out the fat black cop who sprayed himself and he's fat as fuck. So, like, he's gonna go sit in the corner for like an hour and catch his breath. So, you get nothing from the video.
Give me a hand!
Like, I'm assuming the dude's being beaten in the background. Do they have body cam footage, or did they sell it because they're black cops?
Shit!
Give me a fucking...
Hey, I'm a sexy guy. Give me a motherfucking hand. Watch out. I'm a baton the fuck out you. Hit the fuck...
I'm a baton the fuck out you. Have you ever heard any cop in any video, except for the black cop, say, I'm a baton the fuck out you, nigga? But this is what they wanted. All black cops. Don't complain.
Fuck it is. Watch out. Watch out.
By the way, I can't even tell. I haven't seen this dude do anything that, like, aggressive. Maybe he did, but.
Give us your hands. Give us your hands.
Same location.
Now, the problem with black cops, they're going to give you an ass whooping for making them get on the floor. See, that's where he fucked up. he fucked up because they're all black cops. Literally, all the cops there are black. He thought he was going to do police resistance and shit. And then them niggas were like, nah, nigga. Not only going to arrest you, baton you. I'm going to go fuck your sister because she's my cousin Tracy's sister-in-law's baby mama.
Give me your fucking hand.
Give me your hand. Give me your fucking hand. Give me your hand, motherfucker. Give me your hand.
Ross and Castlegate. We are east of the intersection.
How fat is this nigga? He sprayed himself, by the way.
Right here. 2930. Castlegate. And Bear Street. You can get here from Ross and Castlegate.
My motherfucker made me spray myself.
Made me shoot.
So that motherfucker made me spray myself.
Here from Ross and Castlegate.
My motherfucker made me spray myself.
Made me shoot.
Tase them.
Hey, can you get my car, please?
Oh, these niggas tased each other, sprayed each other.
Fuck!
Niggas like, fuck, I was selling crack, and I gotta figure out a baton. From community.
2930, pepper spray just put.
This nigga is out of breath.
Yeah. All right, let me get my car quick.
Oh, yeah, but that was the video. Of the tire guy who tried to stop Al Bundy from scoring that touchdown, but Pocai didn't think won. By the way, I'll give you a little update why Stuttering John hasn't been on here. Stuttering John isn't going to live very much soon, but whatever. What's up, Jason Wildboy? Yeah. Probably, you know, Stuttering John, you know. It's fun to shit on Stuttering John, don't get me wrong. That dude had 80 fucking strokes when he showed up to my YouTube channel. Remember, Stuttering John would have been in the greatest celebrity. He beat Crazy Cabby in a boxing match. He'll never see him. They'll never approve of him because they'll get sued. He stopped live streaming. And I'm assuming he stopped live streaming because another real life health problem hit that nigga. I think that's why he stopped. Another real life health thing hit that dude. You gotta remember when I met that dude, or it kind of hard to do bad, he was in a hospital on his 80th stroke. I'm not bullshitting you, whatever. When I first met Stuttering John for YouTube, he was like, he had 4 strokes, and I just had a 5th one, so like, yeah, but his YouTube didn't go up. What's going on with it? That's when I met him. That nigga has extreme health problems. So, That's probably why you haven't heard from him. And he's not going back to the thing. He was probably fucking on a gurney, and of course his wife left him for another dude, so he had no one to care for him, nor his kids. Running on a gurney somewhere, no one gives a fuck. That nigga had extreme health problems coming in. Yeah, gonna take a hit of weed soon. No, we're gonna be high. And, alright, bow to my mind shit. New Conspiracy Social Club. Wait, oh, hold on, before I go to that. Did anyone disagree with anything I said? Anyone challenge me anything? Of course not. Anyone talk? No. In the chat, the Discord link, you can join the Discord and talk to me. I don't talk to you. Des wants me to go to Jonah Hill in Eddie Murphy. Jonah Hill in Eddie Murphy. I don't know, watch it now. Should we just say thank you? I told you. Hey, Christ. I'm Carl. I'm Ross. I love you. Make it a video about it. Make it anything. Mercy is in the world. Be in our convention. Mercy right now is a 500-pound faggot getting no pussy. Right now, Mercy getting no pussy. Oh, I see that thing, by the way. Wait, I don't know. Rumbles. Oh boy, you got it. Anytime. My old thing. What was it with him? My whole thing, I gave Roy so much credit. Because of the Hippo Jews, I didn't know what could have happened. You know, wife that Royce had, yeah, that chick left years ago. I didn't know that. Royce got no pussy, he had no chick. Remember that back in the Hippo Juice shit? Yeah, I think Coonsies. That's how it was supposed to be. It was hideous. Loser Fox. Ugh. Who watches those losers? watches fat people go to Vegas and hire hookers. Yeah, who shows you? It's hard to go to Vegas and hire hookers. Mersh, oh, sad thing. My cousin Matt got a factory job in Maine. He has new pussy over. Over in the battling, when we're playing, they get me to play Fortnite. Like, yeah, baby, we're just playing Fortnite. I look at a restaurant, so it could be done. Of course, we can't do anything else. Let's see. And Royce has no wife. That bitch left that fat, ugly fuck a while ago. Royce has no wife. They figured out that's why they hate me. Cause niggas said they hate you. I'm like, hey. Oh. Fatty, fatty, boom, millennial, and the wife anymore. Of course, they're not the wife. You couldn't have a wife. You would have came here before you had kids. Wait, you can't weigh 400 pounds and your dick don't work. And the bitch still be with you, so I don't know. Yeah, they don't work. Yeah.
Well,
I think Red Bar has Tay-Sachs disease. Wait, what's the Jew disease? I think that one. I ain't drinking. I started slurring. I even started slurring, nigga. About to get my weed. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm gonna use. What about four? What else I'm gonna use? Well, I was always worried about, and I said that's when I joined the Navy. I had no idea what the fuck a Filipino was. I didn't know there was a chink country the Spanish took over. So there was a bunch of chinks who speak Spanish with Spanish names. So odd to me. But yeah, Filipinos. When I joined the Navy, I didn't know what the fuck they were. Then my senior chief, Montanez, a Chinese dude, his name was Spanish and he spoke Spanish. I know the Spanish got that country and they get to join our Navy. Or our military, I only seen the Navy dudes, from their country. So in the Philippines, if you're born and raised as a Filipino dude, you're just allowed to join the American military. And they'll send you to America to our boot camp. We're going to do the thing. Boy or girl or anything. I don't even think that's like our territory though, like Puerto Rico or Hawaii, but you get to do it. At least back when I was in from... Right from there. I didn't get it. There are Chinese people who speak Spanish. And their women look mad young. They all look like they're 12 years old. And like, trust me, there are Chinese, Japanese, and Korean chicks who look young-ish, but they look Chinese, Japanese, Korean. The Filipino chicks, you throw a bunch of 12-year-olds walking around. It was odd. And, creepy. The Philippines, the Chinese version of Puerto Rico, I'm saying. Did they use pesos in that country? The one Chinese, Asian country that speaks Spanish, by the way. I would assume, I don't know, but I'm just saying. Delia's dream. They'll be over there with BB Bitcoin and shit. That nigga's in Thailand on a beach somewhere trying to. I mean, there's no reason to visit those type of countries without trying to fuck underage people, right? Who goes to Thailand? Honestly. Honestly, who goes to fucking Thailand? Who goes to the Philippines? Let me see. People like to fuck children. And it might be even worse than children. Because, like, Asian chicks look young to begin with. So fucking an Asian underage child is, like, kind of extra fucked up. But they go there, I don't know why. I think Tara's family happy he's dead because now the city will pay them millions. I don't know enough about his story. And the body cam footage from the fattest cop ever who pepper sprayed himself didn't show anything. I'll tell you what, George Floyd's fucking family doing backflips. That crackhead motherfucker who they all abandoned. Got them all paid millions. Their soup, George Floyd did. I don't know about the new guy, though. I'm just saying, I just picture Tyre in heaven trying to stop Al Bundy to get the touchdown. And they show each other. Do what about the wallets? Here's my wife, here's your wife. my favorite episode of Married with Children, I think, is that one. And the one where Al Bundy had the shotgun and he's trying to shoot like a gopher or something in his backyard, and it's like a Bugs Bunny episode. Like an Elmer Fudd Bugs Bunny episode. Although, from what I'll say this, what I seen from the body cam footage seemed kind of fucked up. I didn't see that much. Nor did I see the beginning and what led to it. But it went long enough. But from what I couldn't see that much. The fat black cop sprayed himself and had to go. And he was the only one with the body cam footage. He had to go sit and cough for 20 minutes. Nothing was seen from that footage. Let's go, Mr. Rushman. Let's go. Let's go what?
Let's go.
Is my food done?
No, I'm just telling you what's up. Because I want to hang out with you.
She said she wants the dick.
Yeah,
well, you put that in. She said, let's go. Yeah. Shout out, I guess to go. I guess to bounce. We're about to watch, because I'm high as fuck right now. That Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy thing on Netflix. By the way, I loved Megan. It ruled. Dez didn't like it. I thought it was dope, though. Check that out. That's my, if you're going to watch a movie tonight, watch Megan. I'm about to watch the new one with Jonah Hill. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting high as shit, though. Play Paul Pelosi? I saw that. It was nothing to play. Nor did I care about the story to begin with. Yeah, they dropped the phone call. You have no wow moment out of it, so who gives a fuck? Like, who gives a shit, honestly? Alright, though, I gotta go. Peace. Stay black.